Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Take a deep breath. We're about to begin another hour of conversation here on the DJV program. When I say take a deep breath, you never know what you're going to hear out of the minds and mouths of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. You can pretty much count on me being the responsible big boy in the conversation, but we'll let things roll out, and then you can figure out for yourself why it is that so many people like to listen to this talk program. It is stimulating. It is fascinating. It is ebulliating. What does that mean?
That's a good word. I don't
sound like Bueller in there. I don't know.
Okay, so we find that the Senate of these here United States has reached a momentous agreement to raise the debt ceiling, the chickens that they are, instead of dealing with the real issue and fixing it. No, we're not going to do that. We're just going to appease ourselves and a few people that we think are important. The debt ceiling now is up, so that means there's more money that can be borrowed, more money they can spend, more money they can waste, and they can argue more about whatever nonsense they're going to argue about with regard to spending. Okay, that's my review of the vote. What do you say? Jennifer, we'll start with you. Do you care? Is it important to you? Important to your friends?
I was hoping for a government shutdown because you won't even notice that they're shut down. That's the point. I'm with you. This is really nothing except another kick the can down the road moment. And it's very curious as to why, from like the political chess side of things, the Senate yesterday made the announcement, Mitch McConnell, and Democrats are coming out and taunting him, saying Mitch McConnell blinked. Mitch McConnell had Democrats where he wanted them if he was interested in playing politics, but he did back off and so allowed for a vote and allowed them, instead of breaking the filibuster, and we can go through what that was going to mean, but he allowed the vote to happen, and so now we've raised the debt ceiling through.
Okay, so what I want to know, and a lot of people listening, why? Why would he do that?
Even Republicans don't know. I don't know. Because just to give you the inside procedurally what he was trying to do, because I think there was a lot of confusion. What initially I think Mitch McConnell's plan was is that Democrats could raise the debt ceiling themselves because they run everything. They've got the Senate, the House, and the White House. All they'd have to do is use reconciliation to raise the debt ceiling. But what's become the new trend is that they don't want to use budget reconciliation to, reconcile things. They want to use it to pass through, a lot of programs. And so the Build Back Better plan that Biden is talking about is not an individual bill. That's not something that he created or that anyone around him created. That's stuff that they've created that they've put into a reconciliation budget bill. And the reason they do that is because reconciliation only requires 50 votes in the Senate instead of 60 votes. And so they think they can push through a lot more with 50 votes than trying to get 60 votes whipped out.
Did the Republicans change it 260 from whatever it was before a couple of years ago?
That hasn't changed. No, there hasn't been. The reason that reconciliation is 50 is from a while ago. That's, I don't even know who changed it, but that's been the case for a while now. And so every other bill that you pass through the Senate needs 60 votes. And so the debt ceiling needs 60 votes. And so Mitch McConnell said, well, if you want to get the debt ceiling raised, use your reconciliation. You could do it with 50. And that was strategically kind of smart. It was a page out of what Democrats did to Trump last time around. And so let it sit, let it go. But for some reason, he blinked and allowed this because Chuck Schumer started threatening to filibuster to end that 50 or to end that 60 vote thing and carve out a piece of the filibuster rules so that they would change the rules essentially and make it only 50 votes to raise the debt ceiling because he didn't want to give up his chance at passing stuff through reconciliation. So it was a really weird game of political chess, and no one on the Republican side that I have heard except for Mitch McConnell can explain why he did this. Lindsey Graham was like, why would he make that move after all this time? Why would he decide to do that? So I guess more info forthcoming. He's going to have to explain it after a while, but for now, we've got another few weeks before we do this all over again.
Lovely. All right, Victoria, any observations?
I think, you know, Jen's right. Look, I'm no expert on economics. This is, like, not my field at all. So, you know, I tend to look to experts as much as possible. I think Janet Yellen has been a very respected expert and on both sides of the aisle. She has said that she thinks that if we keep setting this debt ceiling without actually, and like Jen said, you know, kicking the can down the road, she said, you know, if we keep setting a debt ceiling, and she said, then the problem is, then we're not paying our bills. This isn't about new spending. This is about, you know, the bills that the country owes. And she said, you just can't. And that means to the American people, for Social Security, for Medicare, stuff like that. So she said she really wishes that Congress would, you know, instead of just getting right up to the last minute and then talking about extending the debt ceiling again, she really wishes that they would have, like, that they would eliminate it and just actually work out the taxation and work out the plans. But I mean, I agree with that as well. I think that seems to be the smartest way to go about it, but that's clearly not what's in our future.
I said that they were smart. Jay, any social media trending conversation about this, or is it...
Yeah, all kinds. Just a lot of disappointment, a lot of wondering why the government always seems to get a pass, but the people they're governing over
are run by
do.
Children, immature.
The truth is, at some point, we're going to have to figure out how to operate our government without raising the debt ceiling. Because every time they raise the debt ceiling, and this is true of anybody sitting in the White House, this isn't a political statement, but any time they raise the debt ceiling, that means we don't have a balanced budget. And we haven't had a balanced budget for decades, and it is time for us to make the hard choices to cut some of the programs until we can get right. Because the more we raise that debt ceiling, we're making people that don't like us real happy, like China.
Let's talk about the morality of all of this. The ethics, the morality, that's the approach that I take when I look at this. The consequence, there are a number of things in here that it seems to me have moral consequences. You can say you got to pay the bills, but then look at the bills and see where the money is going versus where the money is needed. The fact that veterans, the number of suicides, the lack of attention to these people who come back from having been sent to theaters of war that we have no business being in. There's a whole, for me, the immorality of those people who make these decisions, and it maybe goes back to George Bush in terms of going to Iraq, that was completely morally bankrupt. And yet all of these people that supported him in that move, and then what's happened from that point to this point, the amount of money that's been spent, that's ethics, morality. We don't stand for that. We are not, as a government, we don't have good morals. Our moral compass is broken. And the fact that we don't take care of, that's just one example of probably dozens and dozens we could come up with of the immorality. Is it government in general? Is it this government? Is it our people? Is it us? There's a moral question here. That's where I come down. The morality of all this spending when you don't have it, the morality of pushing the debt onto people who aren't even alive yet, it's completely morally bankrupt. And that's my review. I think that these people ought to be ashamed of themselves.
The problem is that it's never gonna be fixed unless we're willing to give up entitlements. And we are not willing to give up entitlements. And unfortunately, the administration that's in wants to create more programs for entitlements. And there's never gonna be enough people to
create. Immorality. It's all immoral.
And so it's rough because people are going to have to make hard choices. I guess that's true with morals, right? You have to make hard choices and face hard consequences, but.
Mm-hmm.
Some point we're going to have to do it.
Speaking of theater of war, it looks like a former Taliban commander has been charged with a terrorism-related offensive for killing our troops. Here's another example of the complete immorality of being in Afghanistan in the first place. Here's somebody killing, this goes back to 2008. So have they found this guy, this Haji Najibullah?
Yeah, I think he's been arrested. I think he's going to be tried here in the United States. And I think that's one of the things. I don't know. It's one of the things that the Department of Justice was very happy about, was that he's not just going to be in some mysterious international court setting. He's going to be tried, you know, on America, on American soil.
How long has it been since we got one of these other guys and I'm trying to remember the name of the last guy that got tried. I don't even remember what happened to him. One of the Al-Qaeda guys.
Honestly, more, the only appropriate response is to just kill them. I know that sounds stupid, but
no,
it is.
Is that moral?
What?
Is there a morality
to
that?
I mean, you have to figure out where...
Everybody has a different view of that.
What's right and wrong, and there is something moral about facing the consequences of being an evil person, right? And this is these people are acting in an evil way, and so what's the response?
Evil
doers. We
know
that the people who got let out of prison, who were terrorists, all went back, and now some of them are
doing
running
the same thing
with the Taliban.
Yeah.
I know, it's
right.
Like, come on.
Yeah. It's really something. I think we look at ourselves in the mirror and try to reconcile that this is a government, what do we say, of the people, by the people, and for the people. I don't feel like it's that anymore at all. There are very few things that are done by Congress, that are done by whoever the president is, that affect me in a positive way. It's usually negative, 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 negative. And what does that say about us, in a manner of speaking? What's the old expression? You get the president that you deserve, or you get whatever it is that you deserve. And so what is there about us that deserves the likes of these people who are there feathering their own nest? Was it there earlier this week? We were talking about Nancy Pelosi's husband and what they have in the stock market, and how all the people that are in Congress have great portfolios if they're paying attention or listening to the whispering in the walls. That's immoral. It's not why they're there. But yet we continue to send these people back and forth the way that, as I think, Jennifer, you or Victoria, you pointed out, the bank accounts. LBJ is a perfect example. LBJ was a school teacher. He got elected to local office, then he got elected to Congress, and then he worked his way up through the system, and he became ultimately the president of the United States. And he was a school teacher, had nothing, came from nothing, lived in a little house when he grew up, and had jobs that didn't pay a lot, but yet when he died, his estate was worth about $300 million. Now you figure that one out. And it doesn't take much heavy lifting to figure it out. It's 18 after the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Okay. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's 23 after the hour, DJV time. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner with the trending items from all of our social media and things that you look at as well. So this should be no surprise to people who are really following what's on the top of the pitch list. So we're going to get to something, the Sharks meet the View. And so we'll find out who won that battle after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, so apparently Barbara Corcoran, who is a shark, gets she's one of the original sharks, I think, isn't she? If I remember correctly, yep. The five original sharkers.
And on Shark Tank is what we're talking
Shark
about.
Yeah, Shark Tank.
People
right,
don't know what sharkers
Week
are.
And shark. Well, they're sharkers on Shark Tank. It's a very popular program. It's been around for 11 years, I think. Now they've been doing this. The two, I think, the two end. I'm not even sure about Richard Hershkovich or whatever his name is.
Robert,
but
yeah.
Robert Hershkovich. He and Cuban, I think, have anchored those two chairs. Cuban's on every episode, and Mr. Wonderful is pretty much on every episode. The ladies they swap out with, Damon John, that's his name, isn't it?
Yes.
He's on most every episode. Anyway. So Barbara also is on The View a lot, and is she political? Is she, what is her, I don't know, I find her boring as hell on Shark Tank. But
totally. Yeah. She's my least favorite shark.
Yeah, me too.
No personality. Yeah. Just,
none.
I don't know, snarky.
Zero.
Yeah,
in a way. Well, would you say that about, here we go, let's take a shot. Would you say that Mr. Wonderful is snarky? Or would you just describe a lady
who's
snarky?
They're all snarky a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Wonderful, like, Mr. Wonderful has, like, an actual shtick. Barbara doesn't. She's just, I don't know, she just kind of looks like she's always miserable. Anyway, I'm sorry. We're stepping all over the story.
Yeah, the view is
go ahead,
she
Jay.
Sounded like
yeah.
a total jerk.
Go ahead, Jay.
Oh, no, she basically fat-shamed Whoopi Goldberg. Barbara did. They were talking about the Good American Denim Company, and when Whoopi asked if those jeans would fit her rear end, it's an all-inclusive sizing brand, and Barbara Corcoran was saying that when Whoopi's done with those jeans, send them her way, she'll make two pairs out of them. It was rough. It's definitely something to be seen.
Anna Navarro came to her defense.
Yeah, yeah. So like Whoopi, you could see she's visibly disappointed in the comment, and then Anna Navarro is like, "Whoopi, let me tell you something. Jill Biden and Sarah Haynes already wore that dress on TV, pointing to Barbara's dress that she was wearing."
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. There's a
meow, meow, meow.
And then Barbara, of course, released an apology after everybody on the internet came for her head.
It's like the cats and the dogs. I don't know. Whoopi has changed a lot over the years. I liked it better when she, when she kept her opinions to herself. But I just, the snarkiness is the thing. What do people find in that horror show, Bayar? Oh, man. I don't see what people, but everybody's different. So I guess that's what makes the world go round. 27, 28, actually, after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The Volkswagen ID.4 has been named a 2021 Top Safety Pick Plus by the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety. The ID.4 features standard IQ Drive, advanced driver assistance with hands-on semi-automated capability. On the highway, IQ Drive features lane centering and a capacitive steering wheel to make driving easier. Around town, IQ Drive can alert you to surprise obstacles in front of you. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The leaders of the Senate were happy Thursday with their deal to avoid a debt default. They were about the only ones. The partisan Senate vote was 50-48, passing an agreement to raise the federal debt limit by nearly $500 billion through December 3rd. The bill now goes to the House, where the Democrat majority will surely pass it, scheduled for Tuesday. Pfizer and BioNTech on Thursday said they submitted an official application asking the FDA for emergency use authorization for their coronavirus vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has a full FDA approval for people 16 and older at this time. A conservative is shaking up the French presidential election, and with 6 months to go, has pulled into second place in the polls. Eric Zemmour, a writer and TV pundit, is second in the latest Harris Interactive poll, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Senate on Thursday voted to increase the debt ceiling by nearly a half a trillion dollars in a partisan 50-48 vote. The Senate voted to raise the debt limit through December 3rd. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CNN breathed a sigh of relief.
I think it is damaging to confidence of consumers, of investors. Of course, everyone, including me, breathed a sigh of relief that we were able to reach an agreement that gets us to December 3rd. We were staring at October 18th as a time when we would, you know, be run out of extraordinary measures and cash would be running down quickly. So it's important that we have met that deadline.
The bill is now headed to the House for a vote on Tuesday. President Biden continues to force his vaccine mandate on every American, no matter what. Chris Barnes reports.
President Biden making another pitch to get American workers vaccinated, visiting a factory in the Chicago area to promote his COVID-19 vaccine mandate. It applies to companies with 100 or more employees, and he does concede.
I know the vaccination requirements are tough medicine. Unpopular with some, politics for others, but they're life-saving. They're game-changing for our country.
The federal rule is pending, but some big companies have already gone ahead with vaccine requirements.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Celebrating Friday again. Seems like we were just here a few minutes ago, but they say that often because it feels like the time goes so quickly, and it does. Time flies when you're having fun, and this program is aimed at mostly being fun. A little bit of fun here, a little bit of fun there. Adds up. It's Friday, October the 8th. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. Today is National Fluffernutter Day. Aha! Marshmallow. I didn't realize that marshmallows went back to the Roman Empire. Wow. And then there are its culinary cousins, marshmallow cream, marshmallow fluff. They've been used as homeopathic remedies. Nothing better than marshmallow fluff to make you feel better, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fluffernutters were whipped up by Archibald Query of Somerville, Massachusetts. I didn't realize this was a Bay State thing. He made batches of fluff in his kitchen, sold it door to door until there were sugar shortages, because fluffernutters are fluff. Marshmallow fluff, pretty much all sugar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Victoria. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, when's the last time you had a fluff?
You've never had marshmallows?
Well, and that's what makes it good. It's all the sugar.
Yeah. Remember, I didn't know what a s'mores was. You made fun of me, Victoria, because I didn't know what a s'mores was.
Yes, and thank you for reminding me that you didn't know what a s'mores was. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Please, I've led a sheltered
life. You've lived life on the planet for over 70 years, and you've never heard of a s'more?
Well, I have now, but I had not had one. I think it was Thanksgiving a couple of years ago at my sister's house. And she was fixing up s'mores. I said, what's a s'more? And they all looked at me. And, what do you mean, what's a s'more? And yeah. I said, I don't know
especially
what a s'more
because
is.
Because you're someone who enjoys sweets. That
yes, I do.
This would have never crossed
but I like
your
all three
before.
Of you because you're all so sweet.
That's it.
All right. Okay, so anyway.
Well, I didn't know that the fluffer nutter or that fluff in general came from Massachusetts. I had no idea that mm-hmm. apparently this was like a real New England dessert, and
yeah.
then it kind of went.
Have you seen Have you seen how much fluff comes from New England? Please. Look at the Red Sox.
Oh!
Yeah.
The Dodger. Wait a minute. Speaking of that, this Dodgers fan who resembled a fugitive. Remember we were talking about him during the week. Apparently, it wasn't who the police thought it was.
No.
No. Imagine that. Not John Rufo connected with that bank fraud scheme. So.
Allegedly.
Okay. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Never been proven. Okay. So the fluffer nut has started what became the soap opera, but it was first it wasn't called the Marshmallow Hour, but they sponsored a 15-minute radio variety program called the Flufferettes. Okay, it could be substituted for the Dugettes now. The big break endearing this peanut butter and marshmallow sandwich, bringing it into our hearts and minds, came in the 1960s when Durkee, it was Durkee, didn't they do spices too? Do I remember Durkee as a spice company? A food company.
I've never heard of them, but maybe they're original in New England.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I haven't either.
It's probably an age thing. Anyway, they trademarked the Fluffer Nutter. A couple of years, let's see, 2006, big year for Fluffer Nutter. Proposal was made in the State Assembly here in Massachusetts, the State House, to make it the official sandwich of the Bay State. I didn't know that. Same year, Fluffer Nutter became a new Brigham's ice cream flavor. That's a company that actually made good ice cream. They're gone now. But it was really, Brigham's ice cream was a regional brand. It was very good ice cream. Anyway, so that's the end. That's the story of the Fluffer Nutter. A couple of other food items here that you ought to have in mind. This is from the American Family Farmer this week, which you can catch at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, and you can hear it on a lot of these same stations, an hour-long broadcast every weekend to focus on food, family, and farm, and the grocery shortages that are about to befall us, pardon the pun. Get your turkeys now, if you don't. As a matter of fact, the food that's packaged in aluminum may be in short supply. Cans of vegetable soup, that kind of stuff, drinks. Like the Monster. What did I see about the Monster drink this week? Something or other about Monsters. It's Red Bull. Red Bull. Well, all that stuff is going to go up, and it's going to hit the roof because of the cost of aluminum. And a lot of things that there's the packaging that's going up that's going to make it very expensive, and then there's the demand for food, milk and meat and poultry and all that stuff in tight supplies. Mostly because of the shortage of livestock, farmers saying we're not going to. There's a big story that we talked about on the farm show. I think we talked about it here too. The fact that these consolidations, these big companies, big ag buying medium-sized companies, and it's now really reflecting in the cost of poultry products. Tyson's Chicken has a subsidiary that just bought another subsidiary. So the farmers that raise all of these chickens and turkeys, mostly chickens, not the turkeys are kind of a different thing, but the chickens that are raised thousands, some farms raise millions of chickens a year, and they're being squeezed because these companies are Purdue and their ads. This is why there should be, this is back to morality, the conversation I was having before, the guidance that isn't there for people who just claim all kinds of things. Purdue and Tyson have never grown one chicken in their lives. You know, the old man in the ad for Tyson's is an old picture of an old truck with Tyson's on the side of it. The modern day Tyson company is basically a holding company for cash. And that's what Tyson's is. They're all the same. And
so
they hire these farmers and they get into a position of controlling what goes on the farm. They tell them how to do it, when to do it, where to do it. And then they get the, everybody's so dependent. There's a story about a family that started doing this 10, 12 years ago that I saw on one of the farm trade magazines. And they quit their jobs. They borrowed $1.5 million to build a turkey barn and a chicken barn. And they were doing business with a medium-sized company. And that got bought out, and then their rates were cut, and then they were bought out, and their rates were cut. It's the same thing that's happened to the dairy industry. These big, huge companies are buying the processing and the growing of food. They're controlling the food supply. So that's why there are going to be grocery shortages. Would you start to say, Victoria?
Well, my question is, you know, coming from the tech world, every time there is a purchase, whether it's, you know, AT&T acquiring Turner, yeah, and that whole big deal and Discovery, and, you know, and that goes, anytime there's a media acquisition or a merger, it goes all the way up to, you know, President Trump didn't want that, was against the AT&T merger. So it gets a lot of attention. But my question, though, is when Purdue and Tyson and companies like that, when they keep buying up and consolidating, do they need approval on any level for any of that? Because media stuff goes right all the way to the Justice Department. But it sounds like this is not, there's no governing here.
Well, there is now. They have finally taken note, using your favorite word, finally taken note. These things have gone on because of Big Ag's connection to so many people in Congress. There's been a wink, wink, and a nod, nod, but now people are really getting upset because the food, again, is like COVID.
Disappeared. Well, when you squeeze the suppliers that
keep
hard.
Squeezing the suppliers, exactly. Yeah.
It's really, there's no money to be made. It's not even, so yes, we've got that issue going on, but the fact that they're giving us warnings that Christmas shopping has to be done now, that you're not going to get turkey, you're not going to get the stuff for your holiday meal, whatever people like. I mean, there's so many different things at play. Everything you outlined is absolutely true. But then you also have the COVID shutdowns. I mean, we are so dependent on Asia, and COVID has been ripping through there, and there's a slowdown in developing all those products. Then they put them on these big container ships, these cargo ships. Then those cargo ships come over here. The containers are more expensive. Like, they used to be $2,000. Now they're like $30,000 a container. So they wait until they pack them all full, which is a delay. Then they come over here. They sit in the ocean because there's not enough dock workers to unload them because of union disputes and COVID. And so it's like, I think this is a really big problem. If you've tried to buy a washing machine, a car.
I told you about buying a new stove, a stovetop. I had to go all over the place to find one. We're crippling ourselves because of our dependence on China. It's that simple. Now, here we have, speaking of ships and stuff, I see the Coast Guard they haven't blamed a cargo ship, but apparently there's a connection.
Oh, no, totally what happened. They're saying they're investigating it, but, I mean, that is the scuttlebutt.
The German ship.
One of the things, if you don't live in California, even if you do live in California and you don't live by the coast, you may not know this, but people who live by the coast know that there are container ships sitting out waiting. It's almost like a freeway. It's almost like a freeway at rush hour. They're just sitting out there waiting until they're given the okay to come to a dock in Long Beach to get unloaded, and then they move on their way.
Mm-hmm.
But many of them are sitting out there, and there is a pipeline that is under the ocean, obviously.
Yeah, it's on the bottom of the ocean there, but it's not very deep there.
It's like 95 feet down or something like that. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. So it's pretty deep. It's not too deep, but you're not supposed to also park ships in this particular area. Well, a cargo ship comes out there, drops the anchor, and they saw, divers who were investigating this saw that there was a 13-inch crack in the pipeline, that it had been drugged by like 150 feet, and it was clearly evidence that it was done by an anchor. Something like this happened in that same spot back in 1983, where a cargo ship wasn't where it was supposed to be, an anchor dropped. There was damage, but there wasn't damage to the extent of this time. Like, it didn't actually rub, it didn't crack the line.
Right.
So there is still questions for the oil company. Why did it take 3 hours to shut it off, I think, is number one. But we got to figure out what this cargo ship thing is, because they're all sitting out there, and I would imagine the more they sit where they're not supposed to, the more this kind of thing could happen.
Well, you talk about the environmental consequences of all of the fuel being burned. It's like sitting at a red light.
Yeah.
They all have their engines are running, and they have to burn up fuel to keep the electricity on the boats running, and people are obviously living on the boat to keep the boat going. It's ridiculous. All right, a couple of airline items here as time allows. The milestone for the airline sector, especially looking back over the last 2-3 years, when it's been a nightmare for all of them, as it has been for all of us. But apparently, according to the industry pundits, next year could bring profit to the airlines. They call it the path to recovery. Losses this year will be $12 billion. They've lost a couple of hundred billion in the last couple of years. Delta says its future is better, or the picture is brighter. American more or less saying the same thing. They're the two largest airlines. And as I was kind of floating around in that story, I saw that this week some lawmakers who are connected to the House Transportation Committee and therefore the airlines have accused the White House of pressuring the airlines to require employees to be vaccinated. And let's see here. American, Delta, Southwest have all had to tell their employees they better get their shots or they're going to be fired and they don't have backup. So that means what is the unintended consequence here is, once again, you talk about getting food. Well, if these things go through and they're required to get shots and they don't have, you can't just go outside and, you know, put a help wanted sign at the airport. We need pilots. It's 6 to 8 months training and moving from one seat to another, one size plane to another. It's a pretty complicated, and we want it that way because we want the pilots to be well trained and effective and safe. And so this could blow all of that to the point where you can't get anywhere for the holidays because you won't be able to get an airplane, get a seat in an airplane because they'll be grounded because there aren't enough pilots. Again, unintended, unthought out consequences of actions that are inappropriate. Mandating this stuff doesn't work. You get it. You give them tests or whatever it is. But, you know, again, here we are. Chief executives of all these airlines are going to Congress saying you can't mandate vaccines. Requirements work, but not this kind of requirement because it just shuts us down. So it'll be interesting to see where that all shakes out. 48 after the hour.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. You know, once your genuine gold and silver, like say it's delivered securely to your home, to your doorstep, then what's the best way to safely store it? And how can I go about selling it, you know, once I'm ready to sell it? How do people do that?
Well, for over 40 years, I've recommended putting the majority of it in a safety deposit box. $1 billion in sales I've had in 27 years, I've never had a customer out of 250,000 say, I lost my money from a safety deposit box. That's where I put it. And I've been buying back customers from customers for 27 years. The important thing is to sell to a dealer who specializes in what you're selling. You wouldn't come to a coin dealer to sell rare wine. Likewise, they're different coins. They're different metals. You want to find an expert who specializes in what you got to sell.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. Don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a
U.S.-based Byram Healthcare Specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Here we are at 53 past the hour with an overview now of the top five tech stories of the week, according to Her Majesty Jay. No, Jay's not doing this. Victoria is doing it. Victoria Keelan is our expert when it comes to items that affect us in the common technology world. That's the kind of world that you and I and most of us live in. At number five, Victoria, Amazon and Target are rolling out the barrel already.
Yeah, I know. It seems a little early, like it's, you know, we're still 20-something days away from Halloween. However, Amazon and Target are already starting Black Friday deals. And as we've been talking about, you know, there it could be a very real supply shortage this year of electronics and home goods and toys and fashion, really. I mean, it's kind of in every category. And so that's why Amazon and Target are actually rolling out this early push of deal days. And so Amazon has an early holiday push. Target is doing what their deal days, that they'll be in stores and online October 10th to the 12th. And so, as we know, holiday forecasts this year have predicted a sharp jump in year-over-year spending. However, you know, there's just so much pressure on retailers with supply chain woes, so we'll see. But if you want to get some good deals, you can do, you can go on Amazon, or you can go on Target or in stores. And so you can start shopping, do your Christmas shopping now. And I think that's buy your turkey at now and get your Christmas shopping done.
Go to the garden club and buy flowers for Christmas. Number four on our list of the top five tech stories is a focus on Twitter.
Twitter's testing out new prompts on iOS and Android that warn you before you jump into a conversation that could get heated. I mean, in my opinion, I think everyone knows when they're jumping into a conversation that's going to get heated. But Twitter is going to now give you a prompt that says, conversations like this can be intense. Let's look out for each other.
Come
and
on.
Trying to kumbaya everything. I mean, it's look, Twitter's getting a lot of pressure from all sides of the political aisle. And so I guess this is one way they're trying to sort of, you know, prevent fights from happening and getting people banned and things like that. So we'll see if it works. I don't know if it will, though.
All right, so from one big name to another, number three is a focus on the Apple Watch specifically.
Yeah. So if you have an Apple Watch and you've gotten an alert that you have an irregular pulse notification, but you don't actually have atrial fibrillation, it still means that you could actually have a different type of issue with your heartbeat. And this is according to a new study that was published in the journal Circulation. They've been using data from the Apple Heart Study, and they tested 400,000 participants since 2017. And in the study, they found that anyone who got an irregular pulse notification from the watch was sent a clinical ECG patch, which could then monitor their heart rhythm, and they found that 2,000 of the 400,000 actually didn't have an irregular heartbeat, but they had some other underlying condition. So cardiologists are kind of getting brought into the mix more and more to evaluate when someone, if you have an Apple Watch or a Fitbit or something that run, you know, that can do like an ECG, and you have something that's irregular, go to your doctor. Don't just dismiss it, and make sure your doctor doesn't dismiss it either. This tech is very advanced, and a lot of doctors are like, well, it's not, you know, it's not real, it's an Apple Watch. Right. Turns out it is very accurate.
Yeah, well, doctors say that it's like evidence-based medicine sometimes falls flat on its face. Okay, number two, our Federal Communication Commission is on to scammers. Let's see if they make a difference.
Well, the FCC is looking into tightening rules around cell phone service, which all of us, you know, everybody has a cell phone. Everybody gets these spam calls all the time. Now, in this case, they're actually trying to rein in SIM swapping scams and port out fraud. Those are two different ways that fraudsters can access a person's cell phone account and then essentially get all of your information and, you know, do all kinds of bad things with it. So SIM swapping has nothing to do with a SIM card. SIM swapping is when someone hijacks your cell phone number so that they can intercept two-factor authentication codes. Those are the codes that get sent to your phone so that you can actually gain access to your account information. They intercept that, take all of your account information, and from that point on, they can really do anything they want with it. They have all of your personal information. Port-out fraud happens when the fraudster poses as the victim and opens an account in the victim's name and with the cell phone number that's been, and then they transfer it or port it out to a new account. And so basically, you've lost access to your own phone number. So the FCC has a lot of catching up to do, and so they're looking into how they can crack down on this kind of stuff. I hope it works, because it's every day. This is just a cybercrime area that's not being addressed.
Facebook is number one.
Oh, yeah. So the outage heard around the world. So on Monday, 6 hours of no Facebook, Instagram, or WhatsApp drove the planet insane. And it turns out that it was just a routine maintenance error that caused this entire meltdown.
Meltdown. Yeah, it's too much. Facebook is public enemy number one, I think, for a lot of people. All right, that's it. The top.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.